Simple.
Did somebody say hump day?
Jay Anthony Brown.
Hump day, baby. Hurry up, Scandal, and get back, because tonight is Empire, baby.
Yeah. Empire, you're putting Empire up against Scandal.
Scandal,
no,
you better get on back.
Be up against each other, but.
No, yeah. Get on back, you know.
Because this is Wednesday night. You can't miss Scandal tonight, huh?
No. Scandal will be
Empire
back in a couple of weeks, and they're already.
Oh, yes, Scandal will
be back in a couple of weeks.
Okay. I don't know, we can wait a couple of weeks, Sybil.
Yeah, you wait.
Oh, no.
All right, let's see what Taraji's got tonight, huh?
It started off with a bang.
Just keep watching, man. Shonda Rhimes. Keep watching, Kerry Washington. I think Empire put some heat on you.
I think they're okay. I don't know, Sybil.
I don't know.
They it's good.
There's room for both.
We haven't seen but one episode, and it came with it.
One episode.
Would it be something if Fox switched it to Thursday nights just to go up
that,
against?
If
just
they split. Were that confident about that show, that would be something.
I think they could beat Scandal. I really do. Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
All right.
I think so.
If you had this, if you had them both on Thursday nights.
Which would you watch?
Which would you watch? Empire or Scandal?
Oh, I would watch Scandal and I would record Empire.
Player?
Because Scandal has a record of really great shows. Yeah, Empire has one show.
And
I'm not taking anything away from Taraji and Terrence Howard, but I'm just saying that, you know, one show is great, but Scandal has history, so.
I know, but you know what, Sib? I don't know about you, but I don't watch anything live anymore. I'm strictly on demand and DVR stuff.
Yeah, but if you can't. Which would you do?
But if you had a choice, what would you choose?
Which one would I watch first?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so come Friday.
I watch Empire.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I watch Empire. I don't know. Well, Scandal can go.
Yeah.
If they haven't been already. But anyway.
You don't know where Empire's going.
Yeah.
You have no idea. That's the newness of it, though.
Yeah.
But they're both good shows. You're right, Sybil. They're both good.
Okay. VH1 has buried the rest of the episodes of Sorority Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They've given in to all the complaints of the show. What are the complaints?
Well, and I don't think giving in is the right word. Are they?
Well, the ratings too.
Yeah, the numbers.
Because if you want a lot of complaints of a show, how about Real Housewives of Atlanta? It's still around.
Sorority Sisters is a show that came on just a few weeks ago, and it is representing a number of sororities and younger women,
Deltas, AKAs, Zetas.
Yes, and. Okay. The uproar has been the way the sororities are represented, and it's mostly older sorority, who've been in and out of the sorority life.
Like
and,
my older frat members who don't like to throw up the hooks. Oh yeah, they think that's disgusting and degrading to the fraternity.
So why is
to throw
that?
Up the hooks?
To throw up the hooks, yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
That
but
is
these
interesting.
Girls fight. They show.
Not doing jail time and stuff like that. That's
who said we do jail time? We get accused of a lot of stuff. But I want to see the record. Yeah, no, it is interesting that the in fact the Oracle, which is the fraternity's newsletter,
uh-huh.
You can't get a picture in there if you throw up the hooks.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't get an Oracle if you throw up the hooks.
Interesting.
So I understand how these older sorority sisters
criticize for the negative and what they say are the inaccurate depictions of Black Greek organizations. And so the final three episodes are going to air on Friday, the 16th.
After midnight.
Yeah.
After midnight.
Yeah.
Back to back.
And
no repeat.
Right.
Now, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
My girl.
Sybil, you are still watching.
Because it's
how many seasons now?
It's like 72.
And how many How many seasons have you said, I am not going
every
to watch it?
Every season.
Every season.
Every season.
And where are you now?
I am right in the middle of the fight that took place in Puerto Rico between Nene and Claudia Jordan.
The
Nene
champ.
Licks and
between
Claudia.
The champ.
Well, yeah, she is. Yeah.
Heavyweight.
So Nene and my girl Claudia.
Right. They got into it in Puerto Rico the other night, and Nene is the champ, but Claudia is holding her own.
Really?
Very much so.
What did Nene say, and what did Claudia say back?
Ain't nothing changed, boo-boo.
I hate Nene. I'm on Team Nene. I'm in the corner with Nene. I'm a cut man. I'm Nene.
What did Nene say, and what did Claudia say?
Well,
Clean it up.
They had this this battle of sorts, and they were talking about there was an age conversation about, you know, who was throwing shade and whatever. And mm-hmm. and so Demetria, who invited all the women to Puerto Rico, was talking about, started with Phaedra and her issues with Phaedra. Mm. And so she said they started going back and forth, and then Nene and Claudia had some history, and so Claudia was trying to make peace, and then Nene turned on her, and she said, I've never seen women act so immature. And she said, you're rude, disrespectful, and bitchy. And she said, you have your own brain, and talking to Kenya's influence over Claudia, because Kenya and Claudia are fun, are good girls together. And so she said, coming from the woman who is a puppet master, I ain't no puppet. And she said, I wish you had what I had in the bank. That's what Nene said. And she said,
she went dollars on
so
her.
So she went dollars. Yeah, and she said, well, I pay my own bills. I didn't have to get on a pole. Yeah. I've never been arrested, talking about Nene.
Well, Claudia said
that's good. That's good. Yeah. That's a good one.
And so Nene said, I'm in my 40s. And she said, well, we look 20 years apart. This is what Claudia said.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
She said, you had edges when you were my age. And so she started going on and on and on. And then Nene went in. She said, she called her a whore. And she said, you slept with everybody in Hollywood, and a part of your body has left your body. And she was talking about the C word.
Yes. She said, yours has left the building.
It's left your body.
You and were such a whore that
she
your
said,
C word
whore, you slept with everybody,
has left the building.
Your C word has left your body.
Okay. Did Claudia have a comeback for that?
And that was a hard one to come back from.
No, it's round Nene player.
So then she started talking about Nene's hair, and she said, you got the George Washington wig, and she called him ramen noodles on her head, and she's the founding father of shade and what have you. So,
I give that a 10-8 round.
To Nene?
Yeah, to Nene. In boxing. In boxing, a 10-8 round is a knockdown. Right,
but,
Super
but I got to give
a 10-8 round, man. Your C word, you are such a
whore
that
your
C word
has left your body. Left the building. That's a 10-8 round, man.
That's a 10-8 round. Yeah, it's hard to come back. It's hard to come back on a 10-8 round. Okay.
Yeah. Claudia's got to go for a knockout.
Well,
in order to win this fight.
In order to win this fight, man, she got to knock her out.
But she's holding her own. She
okay.
Really is.
All right. So.
All right. Sounds like she's in trouble with me.
And the judge from Chicago is biased, man.
That's the whole thing, the bitchiness and all of this. And men, especially like Andy Cohen and J. Anthony Brown, they love this kind of
stuff.
You
watch it more than me. What are you talking about?
Oh, you just haven't
you
watched it lately.
You watched this show more than
C-word has left the building.